Praise the Lord, everybody.
Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is Elder Anastasia Holman coming to you live on the Blog Talk Radio. On behalf of my mom and the Don't Nobody Listen to Me Ministries Church, our pastor, Sharon Fry Holman, we just want to welcome you to this broadcast on this evening. And we just want to give God praise and honor and glory for all that he has done for us, because he has truly made a way for us out of no way. He has truly opened doors for us that we could not see. And so we're just giving him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory on tonight. And we are just excited about what God is about to do for us. At this time, we're going to have our prayer. Amen. We're going to ask our chaplain, Michelle, if she will pray for us on this evening, and then I'm going to come back to you, and then we're going to go on with the talk for tonight.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, God Almighty, for the message that our Elder Anastasia Holman is about to give us. We thank you so much for our pastor, Dr. Sharon Holman of the Don't Nobody Listen to Me Ministries, Inc. Church. We thank you, God Almighty, so much for this opportunity to speak, God Almighty, a great word, God Almighty, to everyone, God Almighty, so that all can hear about the good news of Jesus Christ, God Almighty. We thank you so much, God Almighty, right now, because we need a word from you on today, God Almighty. There are people all over the world waiting to hear what you have for them in the name of Jesus. I know that the word changes things, God Almighty. Prayer changes things, God Almighty. We thank you so much for the power of prayer, God Almighty. We thank you so much, God Almighty, for all the pastors and the evangelists and the elders, everyone all over the world, God Almighty, doing this great work for you. We thank you so much for everything. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
It belongs to you, it belongs to you, all the glory, the honor, the praises all day, it belongs to you, it belongs to him, it belongs to him. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, it belongs to him. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, it belongs to him. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, it belongs to him. Belongs to him. It belongs to him. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, it belongs to him. In the morning, the noonday, the evening all day, it belongs to him. In the morning, the noonday, the evening, all day, it belongs to him. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, it belongs to him. I don't know about you on this evening, but I know that all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise belongs to our Father, our God, who is in heaven. He is the one that gives us our life, our health, and our strength. He is the one that makes ways out of no ways. He is the one that opens doors. He's the God of second chances, of many chances, amen. And we just thank God for him, and we just thank God because we're going to give his name the praise. We dare not take any glory for ourselves, but we give all the glory and all the honor and all the praise to God because he deserves it and it belongs to him, amen. Amen. On this evening, our topic is called mentally pushing. And we're going to talk about tonight how we need to set our minds on just pushing past our circumstances, pushing past the things that we see, pushing past the things that we don't see, anything that could hinder us or block us from going forward in our everyday lives, in our spiritual lives, anything that can block us from going higher in God. We don't want those things to block us and to keep us from getting what God has for us. And we don't want to continue to just hurt our own selves by not fully giving our mind to God and putting all our trust and our faith in him. So tonight we're going to talk about mentally pushing. And if you Google or you look up what it means to mentally push, it talks about self-punishment and how we end up hurting ourselves because we're so hard on ourselves. We're our own worst critic. When I go through something that's dramatic and I go through drastic changes, sometimes I'm my own worst critic because I'm constantly going on myself and I'm telling myself, you know what, Deja, why is it that you didn't do this on time? Or why is it that you weren't fast enough in this area? Why is it that you just didn't pray as much as you know that you definitely could have prayed? And I have to tell myself, or you have to tell yourself, to don't mentally beat yourself up. Don't be so hard on yourself that you just can't, that you're blocking yourself from seeing that this is just one thing that you may have done wrong. This is just one thing that you may have been slacking in. This is just one area. And you know what? If you think about it and you really pray about it and you really talk to God about it and you give it to him, you begin to realize that this one thing is not going to keep me from getting to where I need to get in God. This one thing is not going to keep me from going forward and getting up the next day and saying, you know what, this is a new day, and God has blessed me to see another day, and this is another chance to get it right. So when we're mentally pushing ourselves, we're telling ourselves, we're telling others that there is nothing that's going to stop us. There is nothing that's going to keep us to getting what we have to get from God. There is nothing that's going to keep us from accomplishing our task in that day. There is nothing that's going to keep us from smiling and being friendly and being kind and having character and integrity, because if we are mentally pushing, then we can do anything. And when we can do anything, the only reason we can do anything is because of Christ, because we can do all things through Christ. And that's another thing that we have to remind ourselves when we're mentally pushing. We're mentally pushing ourselves because we are mentally in our minds. We're reminding ourselves and we're thinking and we're telling others that with God, all things are possible. With Christ, all things are possible. I'm going to make it because Jesus dwells on the inside. I'm going to make it because Jesus is in my mind. He's the reason why I live and have my being. He's the one that keeps my mind in perfect peace. He's the one that helps me each and every day. He's the one that reminds me that he loves me. He's the one that reminds me that I am his. He's the one that reminds me that he created me. He's the one that reminds me that he's the author and the finisher of my faith. He's the one that is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's my provider, so I don't have to worry. He's the way maker, so every time I see that it looks like a door is closed, he's going to open it. These are the things that we have to tell ourselves when we want to mentally push mentally, because it's mind over matter. We learn in school, when we're in elementary school, they teach you mind over matter. Mind over matter. If you think it, you can do it. If you think it, you can do it. So we have to get our mindset right. And one thing that we have to do in order to get our mindset right is we got to pray. We have to pray and we have to ask God to remove anything from our thoughts, from our minds, that would keep us from getting closer to him. Anything that will keep us from seeking him first. Anything that will keep us from going higher heights and deeper depths in him. We have to pray. We have bind those thoughts that come that try to attack us and try to make us think that we are not worth anything. We have to bind those things that come against us that will make us think that we can't do anything, that we are nobody, that we don't have a purpose on this earth, that nobody loves us, that nobody cares about us, that no one is even thinking about us, and that nobody else is praying for us when we can't pray for ourselves. These are the things that we have to bind up in the spirit. We have to begin to pray and ask God to please, Lord, keep my mind. Because if God is keeping your mind, then you're able to push past whatever it is that the enemy tries to bring your way. If you're praying, then you're having a conversation with God. And it doesn't have to be deep, and it doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to make the ceiling come down. All you have to do is say, Father, I need you. God, please keep my mind because I want to make it through the day. I don't want to suffer anymore. I don't want to beat myself up anymore. I don't want to keep falling. I don't want to be down and not be able to get back up. So we have to pray and we have to talk to God and just let him know because he already knows. He knows exactly what we're going through. He sees us. He hears us, and he knows all about our troubles, all about our worries. He knows all about our stresses. He already knows. But if we really want him to move in our lives and continue to do what it is that he can do and only he can do, then we got to pray, and we got to recognize that God is our Father. He is our Creator. You have to give reverence and honor to him. And then you thank him. Thank him for everything that he's already done for you, everything that you know that he's going to do for you, because we have faith and we trust and believe that God is going to do a new thing on the inside of us. And then when we pray, we just want to ask God, Lord, forgive me for anything that I have done, anything that would keep me from getting closer to you. I'm asking you, God, to forgive me for the things I know about and the things that I don't know about. Because if I want to mentally push and I want to mentally get up each and every day and I want to go forth and do what God has called me to do, I've got to be right with God. I've got to be on the right side. I can't be teeter-tottering, and I can't be trying to figure out that today I want to live for you, Lord, but tomorrow I don't know if I want to live for you. No, we got to live for him each and every day. So we have to ask the Lord to forgive us for anything that would keep us from getting closer to him, that would keep us from mentally not keeping our mind stayed on him, anything that's going to block your relationship with God. You want God to move it so that you can continue to hear his voice, that you can continue to feel his God wants to do something great in each and every one of us. And he wants us to be able to get up each and every day with our mind stayed on him, with our hearts on him, knowing that he is going to do the unbelievable. He's going to work a miracle out of what looks like is impossible. He's going to raise up those dead things in our lives, those things that just look like they were dormant and they weren't going to go anywhere. He's going to raise up those prayers that we've been praying so long and so hard that we're trying so hard not to give up, and we want to keep praying, but we're just wondering, is God going to do it? Is God really hearing me? Does God even know that I'm there? Yes, he knows that you're there, and yes, he hears you, but you got to continue to put in your mind that God is, that God does, that God is the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's going to be the same forever. So when we're talking about mentally pushing, we're talking about not giving up, not letting go, but holding on to God's unchanging hand. Only God can get us through. Only God can make a way and open doors for us. And only God can keep our minds. In order to mentally push, we've got to trust and believe and rely on God. God is going to separate all those that you have been dreaming about, and he's going to keep those in your mind and at the forefront of your mind, all those dreams and goals that you have, all the things that you want to do, the businesses that you want to open, the education that you want to receive, the family that you want to start, the home that you've been thinking about.
God wants to bring all those things into fruition. But in order for him to do it, we've got to keep our minds on him. We've got to keep our minds stayed on him. And God wants to do these things for us. But where is our mind? Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. If we continue to trust in God and believe in our hearts, he can do great things for us. And he can open those doors that you've been seeking for him to open. He can heal your family. You've been asking for him to heal your family. You've been asking him to save your family. All these things that are in your mind that you just keep thinking about and thinking about and thinking about. But it says lean not on your own understanding, which means don't try to solve the problems your way. Don't try to come up with your own way to solve the problem. Don't say, you know what? It doesn't seem like God is moving. It doesn't seem like God is working. It doesn't seem like anything is changing. It doesn't seem like this door is going to open. It doesn't seem like my family is going to get saved, even hearing me or even knows that I exist. That's leaning on your own understanding. That's not leaning on God. That's not trusting and believing in God. That's a mindset that says I'm giving up. That's a mindset that says I'm letting go. That's a mindset that says I can do it and God can't do it. We don't want to have that mindset. The scripture says trust in the Lord, and not just trust in him, but trust in him with all your heart. Your heart is a critical organ in your body. Your heart is sometimes what helps you to push, what helps you to believe, and what helps you to love. So when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, that's with all your being, with all your might. You're putting your trust in God, and you're not leaning to your own understanding, but you're saying, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I give it to you. Lord, in my mind, I'm just remembering that you said you're going to do it. I'm just remembering that you made me a promise. I'm just remembering that in your word, you promised me this. In your word, you promised me that. And in your word, you said I can do all things. In your word, you said that you love me. In your word, you said that you sent your son to die for me. In your word, you said that I have all the things that you have. Because you are the one that is providing it. So in our minds, if we're trusting in the Lord with our heart, then we're giving our minds to God, and we're letting him know that we are leaning on him and that we know that he is going to do it and not us. Colossians 3, 2 through 5, it says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. I read 2 through 4. So if you set your mind on the things that are above and not on earthly things, then you have your mind in a place where God can use you. You have your mind in a place where God can say, you know what? She has her mind on getting to heaven. She has her mind on loving others. He has his mind on giving. He has his mind on loving. He has his mind on serving. We're not being selfish when we set our mind on the things above. We're not being selfish when we set our mind on the things of God. When we're talking about kingdom work, and we're talking about building, and we're talking about souls, and we're talking about saving, helping to get people saved by letting them know that God loves them. When we're setting our mind on the things of God, then he is going to take care of us. If we set our mind on earthly things like cars and houses and money, the love of money is the root of all evil, the love of it, not money, but the love of money. That love of money is an earthly thing that will keep us from keeping our minds on the things above, on heavenly things. When you set your mind, your thoughts, on the things above, on what God cares about, then he will take care of you. You won't have to worry. You won't have to stress. You won't have to cry those tears. You won't have to hurt and ache in your heart. You won't have to worry at all when you set your mind above. When we are about God's business, he can take care of
our business. Sometimes we're so mentally concerned about what we don't see. We're so mentally concerned about everything that's going on in the earth. We're so mentally concerned about everything and everybody else that we don't have our minds on God, because our relationship with God is what's important. Our mindset with God is what's important. When we think about how good God is, when we think about all that God has done for us, when we think about all the places that God wants to take us, when we think of how many times God saved us from death, when we think about how many times God touched us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, when we think about how our family is still here today, we are thinking about the things of God. We are thinking about the things above. We are thinking about the things that only God can do, that only God has done, and we begin to give him thanks, and we begin to give him praise, and we begin to give him honor. And then when our minds are on the things above, then earthly things we don't have to worry about. The pain in our body, we don't have to worry about, because our mind is on the fact that God is a healer. That's the things above. God is a healer. So the pain that's in my body, I don't have to worry about that, because God is a healer. Where I'm going to live tomorrow, where I'm going to live on next week, if I'm thinking about how I want to get to heaven and how God has provided for me time and time again, that even when my rent was due and it seemed like it wasn't going to get paid, God made a way. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. God is holding my hand. So all I have to worry about is making sure that I keep my mind on him, making sure that I don't neglect to give him praise. If your mind is so focused on God, you can't worry. If your mind is so focused on God, you can't focus on the pain and the hurt. If your mind is so focused on God, the addictions that you may be dealing with, you won't be worried about that, because your mind is on God, and he is the one that can break every chain, every stronghold. He's the one that can heal your heart, your body, can heal your mind. Some of us are dealing with turmoil in our mind. We're so worried about the things that have happened in the past, all those hurts that we've dealt with, and the enemy just keeps bringing it back to our mind. We just keep remembering and keep remembering even the sins that we may have committed. We just keep remembering and keep remembering because the enemy tries to bring it back. And he's bringing it back to your mind because he knows that if he can get in your mind, he feels like he got you. If he can get in your mind, you're not going to push. If he can get in your mind, you're not going to pray about the situation. If he can get in your mind, you're not going to give it to God. Because you're so focused on everything that's negative and everything that's bad and everything that hurts in your mind. And the enemy knows this, and we hear it, and then we get in our mind, and we think about it, and then we get it in our heart, and we receive it. No, let God speak to your ear and hear it. Let it resonate in your mind and think it, and then let it get in your heart and feel it. And when you feel it in your heart and it resonates in your mind, you begin to push. You begin to push. And you begin to speak over yourself those encouraging words that you've heard time and time again. You begin to think of the songs that you heard in the church growing up. Like, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind, and they took the time to pray for me. You begin to think, God, here's my worship. Take joy in it. Make it your dwelling place. I want to put a smile on your face. You begin to think, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. When you can get it in your mind and your heart, and you remember that you heard it, you can hold on and you can push past any situation, past any struggle, past whatever it is that you're facing. You can do it. On yesterday, I went to the nursing home, and I went to visit one of the women. She's 87 years old. And when I went to see her last month, she wasn't in her room. They said she had got really sick and ended up in the hospital. And I said, this time when I go, if she's still in the hospital, I'm going to find out where she is in the hospital. I'm going to go, and I'm going to visit her. And it turns out that she was back in the nursing home. And when I went in the room to see her, I said, Ms. Brown, how are you doing today? She was in pain. She said, I'm hurting. And I said, is it your back, Ms. Brown? And she said, yes. She shook her head, yes. And whenever the pain began to hit her, she would clap her hands and hum. Pain began to hit her strong. She lifts her hands up and claps, and she began to hum. And I know that she loved for him. She's a seven-day Adventist, and I know that she loves for him. And so I said, all right, Ms. Brown, I'm going to sing one of your hymns to help you get through this pain. And we sang Blessed Assurance. And I started singing, and she joined in, and she sang. And all while we sang the song, she didn't have an inch of pain. And then when we paused, then she jumped for the pain. And I said, Ms. Brown, we're going to sing another part of the song. And we went on, and we continued to sing, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed Assurance, we are assured that Jesus is ours. We are assured that Jesus is ours. She was assured that Jesus was hers. And that pain began to subside while she was singing the song. When we want to mentally push, we've got to think of something that will keep us close to God. We've got to think of something that will help us focus on him and not focus on what we're going through. And that can be a song. It can be a book. It can be a scripture. It could be writing something down in a journal. It could be talking to someone. It could be listening to the preached word. Whatever it is that can help you to keep your mind on God and not on your situation, you can do it. And you should do it. Because if you do that, then mentally you are on the right path. Then mentally you can keep going. Then mentally you can keep pushing. And if you're pushing and you're pushing, eventually you're going to overcome. If you're pushing and you're pushing, eventually you're going to be on the other side of through. If you're pushing and you're pushing, on the other side, you're going to be victorious. So whatever it is on today, on tonight, that you're thinking about, that you're worried about, I encourage you to let it go. I encourage you to set your sights. If we're going to worry, then we don't need to pray. And if we're going to pray, then we don't need to worry. One of the ladies in the nursing home, every morning, she would say, if you're going to worry, then don't pray. And if you're going to pray, then don't worry. Give it to God. Let him take over your mind. You don't want to be turned into a reprobated mind because you're not giving your mind to God. Because you're denying him, because you're trying to take his glory, because you're trying to do for yourself when God said, give it to me. You want to be that person that says, God, I give it all to you. God, I give myself to you. God, I give my mind to you. That's not like God. We want it out. We want it out of our mind. We want it out of our thoughts. We don't want to do anything, and we don't want to think anything that's going to hinder us. I'm going for my doctorate degree on this year,
And there's so much reading, there's so much typing, there's so much paperwork. And if I think about how much I have to do to get my doctorate, I won't push to get my doctorate. But if I think about how God got me this far, how I wasn't able to go to my college, I was going to Queens College because I got injured. If I begin to think about that, I won't push. If I begin to think about how much pain I'm in when I'm sitting in class, I won't push. If I begin to think about the fact that I got my bachelor's degree and then I got my master's degree and now I'm going for a doctorate degree, I can push. If I begin to think about how God kept me in each of those classes, gave me strength, gave me energy, kept my mind that I could remember what I was reading, what I was studying, kept my mind that I was able to type up the words, kept my mind that I was able to retain the information and the knowledge that was being given, how in my mind I was constantly encouraged by my classmates that they constantly spoke good words to me, how my family continued to encourage me and speak good things to me. Again, they're speaking it. I'm hearing it. But I had to receive it in my mind. I had to let it resonate in my mind. Didn't bring me this far to leave me. That God didn't get me to this point to leave me alone. For me to get to right where I'm about to get my degree and me to give up. To think about how hard it is, how so many others have tried and then they may have given up. Or they may have said, I'm going to take a break and come back, and they didn't come back. I can't think like that. I have to think God can. I have to think God will. And because of that, I know that I can, and I know that I will. I want you to say to yourself, I can, and I will. Because God can, and God will. Because God is inside of me. He's keeping me. God is inside of me. And he's got his Holy Spirit that's speaking to me, that's leading me and guiding me, that's in my mind, speaking to me and letting me know that I'm going to make it, that I'm going to overcome, that I'm going to be victorious, that I can type every paper, that I can read every page, that I can turn in my assignments on time. These are the things that I have to think mentally. If your goal this year, you like you want to go to the gym like I do and you want to exercise and you want to get fit, then don't think about all the times that you tried and you didn't. Don't think about all the times that you went to the doctor and the doctor says you need to do this and you need to do that. What you need to think about is I can and I will. The past is in the past. And I'm pushing towards the future. I'm pushing towards my dream. I'm pushing towards that open door. I'm pushing because God is with me. And mentally, that is what's going to get me through. Only God is going to get you through the things that you face. Only God is going to get you through. And the way that he's going to get you through is your mind, the things that you think. Philippians 4 and 8 says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. If it's true, think about it. If it's noble, think about it. If it's right, think about it. If it's pure, think about it. If it's lovely, think about it. If it's admirable, think about it. And if it's excellent and it's praiseworthy, think about it. Sorrow, tears, pain, past hurt, past disappointment.
what we didn't do yesterday. There was nothing about that in the scripture. This scripture said true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable. It says excellent and praiseworthy. When we're thinking about stuff, when we're getting our minds set to push, it's all positive. It's all good. Everything that we need to push mentally is positive thinking. There's no negative thinking when you want to mentally push. When you want to mentally push and you want to accomplish something and you want to reach for something and you want to go for something, especially if it's something you've never tried before, you have to think positively. You have to think on the good things. You have to think on what's true and what's right. If you think on these things, and if you think on those things, you can make it. You can definitely make it. Because we're not going to make it on our own. We're not going to make it on thought, in our own struggles. We're not going to make it. Proverbs 18 and 21, it says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. That's the NIV version. The New Living Translation version says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Whatever we think and whatever we speak has consequences. So if we think positive, we speak positive. And if we speak positive, we're going to reap the positive benefits. We're going to reap everything that's good and everything that's perfect and everything that God has for us. But if we begin to think on the things that are negative, on the things that are not of God, on the things that are not going to get us to our next destination, on the things that are going to keep us stuck, on the things that are going to block us, those stumbling blocks, those strongholds. If we think on those things, then we're going to speak those things, especially speak them towards other people. And if we do that, then we're speaking death. We're hurting someone. We're hurting ourselves. So we have to think positively, and we have to speak positively, so that we can do and receive positively. That, Lord, you woke me up this morning. It's going to be a great day. Blessings are going to run me over. I'm going to get to my destination safely. I'm going to do everything that I'm supposed to do. We can accomplish great things. We can trust and believe that God is going to get us through. We can trust and believe that God is in control. But if we begin to think God is not with us, that God doesn't love us, that God doesn't have our best interest in heart, that God is a lie, and that God is not going to do what he said he's going to do, if we think those things, then we're going to speak those things. And then we're going to be telling people, oh, you know what? I don't think God's going to do that for you. I don't think God's going to get you through. I don't think God's going to make a way. And if we speak that, we're going to hurt ourselves. So right now we're going to have our chaplain Michelle pray in a minute and close us out so that we can touch and agree that our mindset is going to be right and that we're going to be able to mentally push past everything. Because we're going to face something after we receive this message. Things are going to come up that are going to mentally challenge us, and they're going to try to keep us from doing what God wants us to do. The enemy is going to try to attack your mind, because now you know that God is in control of your mind.
and that he is going to keep your mind, and that you're going to be able to push past anything. You're going to be able to do anything because God and Christ is with you and inside of you. And now that you have that mentally, then you can let it manifest and you can accomplish anything. You can do anything. You can be who you want to be. You can be who God has called you to be. Some of us have been receiving the word of God, letting us know we're called to do this. We're called to evangelize. We're called to help young people, minister to the homeless. But mentally, we're thinking, Lord, what am I going to say? Lord, are they going to receive me? Lord, am I going to do this right? Am I going to be correct in everything that I'm trying to do for you? Don't worry and don't stress. Just think, God, if you put this in my mind, if you put this in my heart to do, I can do it. If you've given it to me, it's going to work and it's going to come to pass. Because what God gives you is good. What God puts inside of you is good. Remember, God created you and it was good. So we have to remember that and keep that. Mentally push. Mentally go forth. And mentally, as we do these things, then physically we will see them happen. Spiritually, we will see a change. Naturally, we will see the manifestation. But we've got to remember that it starts in our mind. And it starts with God, who's on our side and wants us to have the best, to be the best, and do the best. This time, our Chaplain Michelle is going to pray.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this Blog Talk Radio on this evening. Thank you so much for Elder Anastasia giving us great words of knowledge. We thank you so much for allowing us to understand that we can push and we can move forward, God Almighty, that you are in control of our minds, God Almighty. We thank you so much, God Almighty, for giving us the strength and the understanding that nothing is going to take us away from your love, God Almighty. We thank you so much, God Almighty, that there is no force, God Almighty, that can separate us from you, God Almighty. We thank you so much right now for letting us know on this evening that we have the victory in Jesus. We thank you so much for letting us know that there are things that are going to come our way, God Almighty, but with you, God Almighty, we can make it. Through Jesus Christ, we can make it, and we are not alone, but you are with us, and that you have your angels encamped around about us. And we thank you so much for it, and we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you so much for our pastor, Dr. Sharon Holman of the Don't Nobody Listen to Me Ministries, Inc. Church. We thank you so much for allowing us to have this opportunity, God Almighty, to speak, God Almighty, a great word, God Almighty, to everyone, to let them know, God Almighty, all over the world, God Almighty, they are not alone, and that we are praying for them, God Almighty, and that they will be strong. And we thank you for it. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We just thank God, and we thank our pastor, our Dr. Sharon Fry Holman, amen, for the opportunity to be able to speak to you on this evening. And we just want you to continue to be encouraged. We pray that this word has blessed you and that you continue to be blessed. And we pray that you will join us on next week at Thursday night at 9 p.m. as we continue to go forth and do what God has called us to do. This is the Don't Nobody Listen to Me Ministries. And we just want you to continue to be blessed. And may heaven smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.